Alvarez is the former UW head coach who has never hidden his love for the Rose Bowl, which he calls the most beautiful venue in all of sports. But he claims he never considered naming himself interim head coach for this year's big game until he was asked to do so by the football team's captains. Alvarez says the upshot is that he can handle the public responsibilities of a Rose Bowl head coach and leave game preparation and strategy to the Badger assistants.
I don't want this to be about me. I want it to be about the players. I want to give them as good an opportunity and good a chance to win the Rose Bowl as we possibly can. I wanted them to understand if I were going to coach, we weren't going to screw around. We were going to go out there to win.
Today's announcement comes after the sudden departure of former head coach Brett Bielema, an Alvarez prodigy, who bolted this week for the University of Arkansas. But this week's whirlwind of surprises may be another sign that Wisconsin football has arrived as a national power, says Isthmus newspaper sports columnist Jason Joyce.
Big college sports are so tumultuous now with people moving around and the stakes seem to be higher and the recruiting battles are more and more contentious. And I think Wisconsin wants to play in that, you know, field. So that's what happens.
If the Badgers beat Stanford on New Year's Day, it will be Alvarez's fourth time on top of the granddaddy of them all. He won in 1994, 99, and in 2000. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.